This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is an eager Seth Payne. He's already got the finger out, pointing at the, pointing at me.
I really want to say something. We hear D'Amico's voice every day demanding that we give him some juice.
Yeah.
And I will deliver the juice unto him.
We've got 4 hours D'Amico. Of juice. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It does. Somebody else was talking about juice the other day in that metaphorical way about just, somebody's got some juice to him. And it really is. It's one of those undefinable things that you can just sometimes when you meet people, well, boy, this guy's just got some juice to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky enough that we're in this world where there's a lot of people either as athletes or who are in media. They have a certain juice to them.
Yeah.
And you feel it, and you can't really put a finger on it. They've just got some juice to them. And I never want to let D'Amico down.
No,
damn it, Sean.
No, yeah, I know.
I never want to be one of these guys that's like, well, what did you know? Watch the All-Star game and the, you know, like Ben. Ben doesn't strike people as somebody that, like, when you meet Ben, it's not like he's high energy or anything.
Yeah.
But Ben has a certain juice.
Ben has juice. Yeah, Ben has juice.
We're both a little bit scared of Ben.
Yeah.
People would be surprised to know that.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll tell Sean to tell Ben something.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And, I'm acting like it's more convenient for Sean to tell him. But I know it's that Sean's a little afraid of Ben, and I want Sean to face his fears.
Ben would never shoot the messenger, but he might hurt the messenger.
That's true.
That's Ben. Am I accurate on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can tell. Every time,
Ben,
how many
hours a day do you typically work? Because you have two jobs.
I don't work the other one every day. It's only a Friday thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'll leave you out of it, Ben. Yeah. I wanted to prove a point, but now I realize I'm way out over my skis.
Yeah, that's all right, Ben.
Thank you for having juice every day, Ben.
Yes,
you're most welcome.
Yeah, good job, Ben. Good job with the juice.
Ben hates to talk on air.
I know.
That's one of the things I'm scared of Ben about is addressing him on air. I'm sorry, Ben. I'll never do it again. All right, let's do this thing.
Let's do
this. All-star break.
Yep, all-star break.
Big dumper.
Bring it juice on the most juiceless week of the year on the sports calendar.
As the truth be told, those of you who are listening to the Sports Minute heard a Sports Minute by Boomer Esiason that could not have been more of a grumpy old man take. And
oh,
I thought
my
to
God.
Myself, Sean and I can't become that quite. We can't become quite that grumpy old manish. Okay?
No. We can't avoid our age, but there are things that you can. It's the All-Star game. It's fun. Why are we getting angry about this thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, Did you watch the Home Run Derby last night?
I watched the requisite highlights.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Get off my back.
No, boss. I didn't. I watch Monday Night Raw.
frankly, my grumpy old man take is I just can't get into. I've been mad at the Home Run Derby ever since I thought I had bought tickets to the All-Star Game in Houston back in 2005 or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was 2005, yeah.
And I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't pay attention to anything. I thought I had bought tickets to the All-Star Game. Brandy and I showed up, and lo and behold, it was the Home Run Derby.
The day before.
This is when I was a professional football player. Paid for my brawn, not my brains, you see.
Yeah.
I was not the logistical genius that I am these days.
No, you've got it all together now. What did you do in that situation? Did you just not go?
We watched the All-Star, or we watched the Home Run Derby. We were in right field somewhere,
okay,
down the first baseline there.
Okay. But the Home Run Derby is on a totally different day. So you thought the game was
right
on a Monday. Yeah. This was
back before I really figured out how to fix my brain a little bit. I used to, more than one time in my life, I've shown up to the airport on the wrong day.
Okay.
So showing up to the Home Run Derby instead of the All-Star Game, that was no big deal.
Yeah.
It didn't involve other people canceling their plans or anything because I either was a day early or a day late to my airplane ticket.
Oh, wow. The day late thing is tough. Yeah, that.
The other thing, too, back in the day when I was flying, kids, before smartphones, it wasn't as easy to always know what time it was in the time zone you were in if you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So many, many, many times I would be sitting enjoying a coffee while reading a paper newspaper and casually stroll up to the gate thinking I had plenty of time. And I'm like, why is the gate empty? And I go up to the gate agent. I'm like, did they change the gate? Because kids, you didn't get an update on your smartphone either about the gate change or anything. And they'd say, sir, the plane left 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's.
And I would think, oh, drat.
Yeah.
That's why we used that word back in the day.
Right.
I said, oh, drat.
Right. Seth and vaudeville villains, they would use the word drat back in the day.
The gate agent twisting his mustache.
That's right. Curses.
Yeah. That plane left town weeks ago.
This is not 23, sonny. Skidoo. What are you doing here? They've Seth-proofed everything now, though.
What's that?
They've Seth-proofed everything now when it comes to travel. It's really nice.
Like, I was thinking about getting rid of my smartphone again yesterday, and that's what always gets me is, man, I can't travel without my smartphone.
Yeah, not if you're getting ready to travel. The luggage checking thing is the game changer for me. I am completely neurotic about my luggage getting there. I used to travel all the time when I was, before I got into radio, I was running sales for the whole country. So I was on the road 5 days a week. And that was the most stressful thing for me. It wasn't like making quota. It was my bag going to get there? Because this is back in like 2003 when there was no information on it. There's no Uber back then. So you call a cab and you're just waiting. That we can track everything now on our phones is a big, big, I say it's a big stress reducer, but when Amy and I went on our last trip, we went to Jamaica a couple weeks ago. We were flying United, and they have the thing where they tell you your bag just got checked onto the plane. They tell you know you really do know your bag's on the plane. But when we were sitting at Intercontinental just waiting for our flight, you know, waiting to board, Amy has those bag tags, and those Apple bag tags she puts in each of our bags, so she can actually look and see physically where the bag is.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there waiting to leave, and I said, hey, just for fun, just check where our bag is. And we're in Terminal E, the international terminal, and my bag is next to the plane. Her bag is over in Terminal C somewhere, so I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, they put it on some plane to Topeka or something like that. And she's like, it's fine. Like I probably told this story on air. I feel like I have. Either I told it to you personally or I told it on air. But I walked over to she's like, don't walk over to the gate agent. Don't ask. They've got enough on their plate. I'm like, no, I got to find out what's going on with your bag. It's at Terminal C. And as it turns out, it's just, you know, it's just part of the process.
Yeah,
our bags
yeah.
got separated at the gate, and which, you know.
I try really hard to just set up travel in such a way that if there are glitches, it's not a huge deal. So I always got a time cushion and everything.
Yeah.
The one thing I've discovered, Sean,
it,
by and large, the three times in my life that my baggage has been lost, It's pretty damn impressive, at least with United, how aggressively they try to get the bag to you, even if it ends up being... They drove it when I was up in my wife's hometown. they'd misplaced my bag somewhere. It's in an hour, 45-minute drive from the airport to her house. And it was, they were, the like, I got in at 6 p.m. My bag wasn't there. 6 a.m. the next morning, they had my baggage there. Some dude dropped it off.
Yeah.
It was, so I just, as long as you've got enough on your little carry-on bag to make it through 12 to 24 hours, you're all right.
I don't. That's the thing.
You're a heroin addict.
I'm out over my skis.
And you're all stressed about the fact that, like, what if they search the bag and they've got all they find all those stolen credit card numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I like to make my own meth when I'm on the road, so I got to carry that stuff with me on the plane, you know?
Yeah.
So just kidding. And if any DEA agents are listening to the show early in the morning, just listening.
The algorithm's going to red flag you.
Yeah, big time, big time.
So what do we have on the show today?
Well, let's see. Well, Cal Raleigh won the Home Run Derby, just to close that little bit. I didn't
the
actively
watch. The big pooper.
The big pooper.
The junk in the trunker.
You know what I was happy for him? There was a video that surfaced this week online of him at 8 years old, just out at the park with a bat. I think like he was either out at a park or at his house in his backyard or something. And he was 8 years old, and he was taking, you know, like wiffle ball batting practice and fantasizing about winning the Home Run Derby.
I'm watching it right now.
Oh, are you really? Okay, yeah. I thought that was cool.
That is pretty cool, man. You know? That's pretty cool.
And he seemed like a real likable little kid. He didn't seem like a snot-nosed brat. Yeah.
He wasn't a chunky kid, but he was like, his face was like, kind of a rounder face and kind of just a cute little kid.
Yeah.
Just dreaming about, baseball, it is, man. Man, if you can take it back to that, if you can set aside the cynicism of modern sports and free agency and everything like that, baseball is still one of the purest when it comes to, man, at some point you're either winning the Home Run Derby or you get a walk off in a big game or something. It's the stuff that we all dreamed about as little kids. It's pretty incredible.
It was cool. It was a very likable video, so I was kind of rooting for Cal Raleigh. I saw a thing the Astros did in the last couple of days. It looks like Isak Paredes, I think we had talked about that yesterday, he's not going to the All-Star game, so they didn't do this with him. But Pena, Hader, and Hunter Brown are all going. Pena and Hunter are not going to play in the game, but they're going it's their first All-Star game. I think just being introduced as an All-Star for the first time. I mean, they're obviously at the stage where it doesn't get old. This is their first one. Hader's been a couple of times already, but he's going. He might pitch tonight. Who knows? But they did a... they did one of those deals where they had a person that's really important to each of them. I think it was Hader, it was his wife and his kid. Pena was his girlfriend, and with Hunter Brown, it was his mom. And they each did like a 2-minute, we're so proud of you kind of video for them. And they spliced it up and chopped it up, and they showed the three of them individually watching it on an iPad. So that was cool. Add that to the list of things that make me well up a little bit. To like try to shield my eyes if there's people in the room.
Oh yeah,
you know, like so they can't see me being a total softie.
That's all right. I think that's where you're at an age where it's okay. It's expected that you tear up.
I get emotional at more things on TV now than I ever have, and it's weird. It's very strange.
Go with it. I remember seeing my grandpa was as stoic as they come. Yeah. Just a kind of a scary old man. Yeah. Oh, very very much. Just the old, very much a Calvinist. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he and my grandma were moving out of the house that they'd had on their farm for 40 or 50 years, raised all their kids and everything. Yeah. And he was going through some pictures that my grandma had brought down from the attic, and he started crying.
Yeah, man.
Like, just tearing up. I was like 12 or 13 years old. And it kind of changed everything for me. I was like, oh, my tough old grandpa's actually a wimp. Oh,
yeah.
What a wimp.
Did you see that?
And I lost respect. I'm just kidding.
I know you're joking. Did you see that as a green light to start crying at things? I'm like, well, if Grandpa can cry at it, then I guess I can. All these, I don't know what it would have been episodes of.
No, it just kind of changed. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. A couple times my grandpa showed things. Because my grandpa was a tough old dude.
Yeah.
And there were times my grandpa would every now and then say things where I was like, oh, okay, I got to... Some of this isn't, not everything's as hardcore as it needs to be. I remember, because I used to work at his farm in the summer when I was like 12, 13, 14 years old. And so I would be with him all day long, and I was always just kind of scared of him. But I remember every day at lunch we would sit, and it was usually just me and him and me, eating lunch and reading the newspaper. And there was somebody, I can't remember which singer it was. I don't know, David Bowie or somebody. The news was that they had to cancel their tour because of exhaustion. And you know, I'm trying to fit into the old Protestant work ethic, and everybody's like, "Can I?" I'm like, "Grandpa, can you believe these kids these days? What a softie!" And my grandpa said, "Well, you know, I can understand it. You're traveling all the time. It can get exhausting. They have erratic schedules and everything." And I was like, "Oh, all right. There's room for sympathy in some. I can carve out." And as I'm trying to carve out my worldview here, like, okay, somebody who leads a lifestyle I don't really know that much about might face challenges that I don't realize.
That's a good life lesson right there. I love that you're trying to mirror your hardcore grandfather's attitude. That's tremendous. All right.
Luckily, he wasn't all that racist by the Greatest Generation standards. Yeah. He was like, he was actually pretty forward thinking for a grumpy old dude.
I can tell.
I didn't try to emulate. I don't have to go like, give myself 10 lashes over some of the stuff I might have said. Yeah.
All right. We're off and running on a Tuesday. Let's stick with the Astros. Let's stick with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown tells the story about not just Alex Bregman helping him when he had a 10 ERA last year, but one other Astro legend, and we got another Bregman story, another Bregman long form. Does this make you nostalgic for Alex Bregman as a Houston Astro? We've got that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
See, people don't realize when you talk about bringing the juice on this show is in constant motion. There's constant thinking going on, even during the breaks. I mean, it is really a petri dish for all kinds of tremendous ideas. I was thinking,
a think tank more than anything.
It's the Payne and Pendergast think tank. But I was
constantly nervous we're going to lose our federal funding.
This morning I was talking about, like, as I get older, how emotional I get over just watching things on TV. But I'm not going to say who it is. But we have a coworker who they're having to put their dog to sleep later on today, and I've already had a good cry this morning because I love their dog.
So you and I came up with the idea because one of our listeners told me this a long time ago and it stuck with me. Said, hey, if you, because I had to put a couple of pets down, and they said, hey, just, you know, a lot of people don't think of this, but just be sure that you're in the room with them when it happens.
Yeah.
Because pets, A, don't like to be in the vet in the first place, and it's pretty stressful. And it's nice if they could have somebody there, you know, in their final moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and it did. I was I'm glad that I did. But I think to amp that up a little bit, the idea you and I came up with is traveling pet euthanizers. So your dog doesn't have to go to the vet,
right?
For the when it's time to go off into the great beyond,
right?
That you can come in and just like, oh hey, here's Sean and his assistant.
Yeah.
You remember Sean? He's got a squeezy toy,
right?
And they
right.
just do it nice, and they're you know they can be laying in their bed at home when you do it.
They already have the truck that drives around washing the dogs, you know? Like, why not?
Right.
Yeah, why not have...
Have it be that same guy.
Right. Just make
just
sure...
You pull it. Yeah.
Just make sure you get the order right.
Like, right, yeah.
I ordered a shampoo. Like, why... He's not moving. What's going on?
Yeah. It sounded kind of morbid when we brought it up, but I think it's a slam dunk idea.
I think the spirit behind it is a good idea.
I wonder if I even need a license for this or anything. I probably don't have to be a veterinarian to do it. I'll be your Grim Reaper.
Just an LLC.
You know?
Yeah. Grim Reaper. Canine Grim Reaper LLC.
Well, you know what? For the drugs, that's what you need the license
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. You're administering things. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
It's going to be hard for me to sell it if it's that, hey, I'm providing a great service. It's a nice, gentle exit of this world. And then they say, well, how do you do it? Shotgun. Right. There he is.
But the whole family's there. You know?
Yeah. So I put it in the big, we need to workshop it a little bit. I put it in the big Google Doc of business ideas.
Okay.
A few of the previous ones that we've got in the big book of business ideas.
I haven't looked at this in a while.
This is fascinating. This is a great idea right here. Licensed perp walk shawls. So when somebody's doing the perp walk.
We did come up with that. Yeah.
So you think about how much exposure you get if a high profile person is walking out of the court. Just imagine if Kleenex had had the, you know, over OJ's head as he was walking out of the courtroom or something.
Or
that's
maybe
great advertising.
Or maybe OJ himself wanting to make a statement and having a Buffalo Bills shawl over his head. You know, get it licensed, NFL licensed. Perp walk shawls. Yeah, it's got we were on
Hall
one
of
that
Fame
day.
Catacombs.
Oh yeah.
So that I have a note under this. I said no memory of this. I'm guessing that it's Hall of Fame members will be buried on site. Badass. That was my note. So this is the third time that this idea is occurring to me because I don't remember the first two times.
Yeah.
So yeah, and the Hall of Fame. Why cannot Hall of Fame members actually be buried at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Like
that would be really cool.
Oh, especially if it was like in Game of Thrones down in the catacombs where they're just like standing mummies down there. That would be awesome. Like, look at this, kids. There's Y.A. Tittle's standing mummy right here. Yeah. What else do we have?
And then the one that I still wonder if Jim Crane is going to act on because it's such a brilliant idea is a retirement home attached to a major league ballpark.
You've mentioned that one several times.
Yeah. I think that's a bona fide brilliant
idea. That's a legit good idea. Yeah.
People pay, like, it costs, and not to mention, man, you can get, your grandma or your grandpa gets to watch 81 games a year.
It's beautiful.
Plus playoffs from up in there on a lofty perch up over the Crawford boxes or
it's
something.
It's a really good idea. Yeah, it's a really good idea. All right. So if there's any more on there, don't give any more of them out because these are our ideas. You know what I mean? Like I don't want people making our
I don't
money.
Mind if Jim Crane steals my retirement.
That'll be a tough one for us to go do the two of us. It's a good idea. Just
I don't know what happened. Plus, remember, I named the Astropolis. The residential / office, everything, retail that they're planning to build down there one day. You got to call it the Astropolis.
Someday, yeah. When's that getting started? I'm not asking you. I'm asking rhetorically.
I'm ready to put money down on a condo down there.
I
would love it.
I used to live in those lofts on the other side of 59 right there, right, you know, walking distance to Minute Maid, and those got knocked down. They're whatever it is they're getting ready for down there. Those lofts are gone. So
that's where I feel like an old timer because I think when I first came to Houston to play for the Texans, they were just building those.
Yeah,
they had just been completed because Brandy and I thought about it and about living there because you know being able to go to baseball.
It's great. It was great. It was one of the more fun years I've had living in Houston. It was fun. Speaking of the Astros, Hunter Brown on his way to the All-Star game, he did a sit-down interview and he talked about the story that we've heard that the big turnaround for Hunter Brown happened when Alex Bregman came up to him and said, hey, bro, use your sinker more. Probably wasn't just as simple as that. They looked at some film. But Hunter Brown told that story, not just Bregman, but Altuve. Altuve yeah. chipping in. It takes a village to raise a Hunter Brown.
I had an awful, awful start against Kansas City, but I felt like my stuff was fine. So I started around the clubhouse. I'm like, all right, guys.
Help.
Am I tipping? You know, I finally got to Tuve. I said, hey, Tuve, how would you hit off me? Oh, Bobby, easy. Fastball's away. Look hard away. And I'm like, man, he didn't even think about
it. Is that easy?
You know, and obviously it's Jose Altuve. Sure. The guy's got 2,300 hits. And,
yeah.
But when he didn't even blink, I was like, all right, what can I do? So I talked to Breggy, and he was like, man, it doesn't even have to be good. You got to throw something that can get in on some righties. I went into the bullpen that next day, told the pitching coaches. I said, you know, I'm going to start throwing sinkers. They were like, oh, really? It was average, but, you know, big league average is pretty good at times. Julio Rodriguez was up, and then I punched him 3-2 on a two, and I'm like, all right.
Come on.
We got something.
Come on.
It was a video, obviously, and he's sitting down. There's very little of Hunter Brown in the video. A lot of it is highlights of Hunter Brown. And the pitch that he talks about striking Julio Rodriguez out was nasty. It was just a nasty sinker, like right in on Rodriguez's waist and knees. It was awesome. It was so cool.
You know, especially in the ballpark, in that ballpark, when you're righty throwing to a righty, if you're giving them anything on the outside, those dudes, their eyeballs get big and you got to make it hard to pull that thing. And this is where I've always wondered with this. Going back to when the story first came out about Bregman telling him he should add a sinker, was that, you know, a lot of people think, well, boy, shouldn't the analytics staff and all these super brilliant coaches be able to tell him that? There's a good chance that they had already told him that. It's just, this is where sometimes the value of veteran leadership comes in.
Yeah, the messenger.
The message just hits different.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever coached their own child, you probably know what I'm talking about. That sometimes... you could be Peyton Manning coaching your own kid. The kid's going to hear the message differently from somebody else sometimes.
Yeah.
So likewise, there's times where a coach could be telling you something over and over again, and it just either doesn't hit right or you're obstinate about it. It's when an older player tells it to you that it kind of clicks.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if when that story about Bregman telling Hunter Brown to start throwing the sinker was out there, that there were a couple people on the Astros coaching staff that were like, well, yeah, we were kind of telling him the same thing.
Bregman's getting all this credit in the Athletic for this stuff they've been doing. Well, I think too, Seth, it speaks to the power of desperation. At that point in Hunter Brown's, not just his season, but probably his career. Like that point, that was 2024. He came up in 2022. Was okay in 2023, but not great. And now all of a sudden he's in the first month of 2024. You're in year three, essentially, or year two plus, and you're getting racked for 9 runs in the first inning against Kansas City or whatever. I mean, I remember the outing he's talking about. It was freaking terrible. It was awful. Yeah. So I think it speaks to two things. One, what you just said, which is sometimes the messenger matters, and I think sometimes too, and we've all probably experienced this in our careers, whether it's in radio or before radio for me or whatever, where you're like, man, like I'm staring into the abyss right now, you know?
You know what? It just reminded me, I hadn't thought about this in years. Chester Pitts, I'll have to call Chester and fact check myself on this, but when Chester Pitts was a rookie, I remember having a conversation with him where his coach, I can't remember who it was at the time, might've been Joe Pendry, but his coach was just banging on him about like cleaning his hands up. And I was having a conversation with Chester one day early in his rookie season, and Chester said something along the lines of, well, I just don't have good hands. That's just not naturally my game. And I said, Chester, there's no such thing as an NFL offensive lineman who isn't good with his hands. Like, just get that in your head right now.
You gotta get good.
That's a non-starter right there. Like, you have to be good with
your
hands.
That's the cover charge.
You will get all these long-armed defensive ends, like freaks of nature. If they can get their hands on you, the battle is lost.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if it resonated with him or not, but it's a little bit of the combo of the coaching plus the veteran players helping younger guys get the message.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I mean, I would like to think I played some small part in it because Chester Pitts ended up being one of the most durable offensive linemen who ever played the game.
Chester had a solid career.
Played a long, long, productive career.
He did. Chester had a solid career, man. No doubt. No doubt. Speaking of which, there's another why Alex Bregman is awesome story in The Athletic this past week. Guy hasn't even played in like 2 months, and they're like, iPad quizzes and pop quizzes, and these are the reasons why Alex, that was the title, something like that. But Bregman in Boston, there's all sorts of anecdotes in it. Like, since getting injured, Bregman basically stands next to Alex Cora like a second manager in the dugout, and he's shouting instructions and helping guys out in a way that, in this, at least this piece, makes it feel hyper productive. Like, it's like guys talk about the advice they get from Bregman as really being game changers for them. He does pop quizzes with the hitters on opposing pitchers. I don't know if he ever did this stuff when he was with the Astros or not, but it's getting a ton of attention with the Red Sox. And they've got a lot of young guys on that team. Apparently Bregman had 16 pages worth of questions during his free agency sit down with the Red Sox to ask them. 16 pages.
I've told you this before. The Houston Sports Awards?
Yeah.
Dude, I've never been so impressed with any athlete in this type of setting where Bregman was emceeing the Houston Sports Awards, and this guy was more prepared than probably every professional MC I've ever seen. Because I went up to him just to go over exactly. I had one or two kind of interactions with him during the program.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was like, okay, so just to be sure that you're going to be standing here, I'm going to be standing. And he's like, yep. And then you're going to talk about such and such and such and such.
He knew.
Then I'm supposed to present this thing. And then we go back to you without looking at his notes.
Yeah.
Like, and he had my prompts verbatim down. So he had, who knows how much time he had spent on this, prepping for it and everything. But he was as professional as I've ever seen.
That's amazing. That's just,
it was really, really impressive.
So you're not surprised.
Sean, I think he had the whole rundown memorized.
That's crazy.
You know, for a 3-hour program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was giving me my, like, verbatim the instructions on my piece of paper. And it was crazy.
And then he went and told you to throw the sinker more. Like, Seth, you really need to throw more sinkers. Yeah.
It's like, you know what, Seth? I noticed in the previous segment you ended a phrase with a preposition. You know, we might want to try to clean that
it's
up.
It's on your syntax. That would be great. That would be so good. I came away from reading this article. I'm like, man, they'll never do it again, I don't think, in Major League Baseball. But, like, if there were ever a player manager again, like, Alex Bregman could do that. If anyone could play in – the last one to do it was Pete Rose very late in his career. And he managed to do that while gambling on his team. That's a lot to process. Playing,
able to do it in
managing,
age of...
betting. That's three big things.
Do you think it would be an addition or a subtraction to his performance with the availability and the ease of gambling now, where with a smartphone, I feel like it might be too much for him to balance all those things if he had the option of retreating to the clubhouse during the commercial breaks to put in bets and everything.
Way easier in 1986 when you had to call in all your, there was no live wagering back then because of the, you know, no internet yet. Yeah, but way easier.
Can you imagine
back then?
The live wagering at the end of, he would inevitably get caught when it was late in game type stuff.
Oh yeah,
especially in games where you might have a seven run lead or something. The announcers would be saying, like, he is managing his butt off for having a 7-run lead. Wow. He's swapped that position out 3 times.
Yeah, there'd be too many tells.
Oh, there'd be so many tells.
Yeah, there'd be too
many
tells.
Like, every single Cooper Hummel and everybody else that had a half an RBI on their over-under and everything would be getting in the game.
Oh, yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. We got the All-Star game tonight. We got a little bit of Rockets news. We've got news in the NFL. News that's going to make you feel really good, about a Texans contract from a year ago. We've got that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines. Presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to headlines. Boy, y'all are on, you're on a heater on the text line today. We'll get to some of those because there aren't that many headlines. All-Star game tonight in Atlanta. Home Run Derby was last night. Cal Raleigh, the winner. He was the favorite going into it. He was the betting favorite going into it. He won. I guess the two biggest things that I saw come out of this, because I was watching it smaller screen. You're just kind of keeping an eye on the Home Run Derby. The two big things were Cal Raleigh advanced to the second round by beating Brent Rooker by like 2 inches on his longest home run. Like that was, they each had 17 home runs. The Cal Raleigh's longest home run was like 470 feet and 8 inches, and Rooker's was 470 feet and, you know, 6 or 7 inches. That's how close it was for the winner just to get to the second round. The other thing was I saw a video in the final round where Raleigh was going up against Junior Caminero from Tampa, and a kid, they have all those kids out there fielding the fly balls.
Yeah.
One of the kids jumped up and robbed a home run from Caminero. People are like, what the hell, man?
How did they rule that?
I don't know. I don't know that it mattered in the end. I don't know what the final score was. I know Raleigh ended up hitting 48 home runs total in the contest. But it was a funny visual. Like, you got this 10-year-old kid leaping up over the fence to
that kid, man.
Yeah, man.
That, now you know what's going to happen is 15 years from now, that kid's going to be in the All-Star game, or that kid's going to be a Major League Baseball player or something.
He'll be
it's
a
like
gold.
Tiger Woods showing up on the Tonight Show when he was a toddler.
Yeah,
and at the time you're just thinking, oh, that's cute, and then all of a sudden, lo and behold, he turned out to be a pretty good golfer in real life.
Yes, he did. He did. That kid he's going to be a Gold Glover. That kid. Rockets are shutting down Reed Sheppard for the rest of Summer League, not for injury or anything. They've seen enough after two games.
They've seen enough.
We feel like he can competently get out there for 15 to 20 minutes a game. We've seen enough. So,
Rafael Stone said this kid is, he didn't say anything, but I wish he had just come up and be like, hey, look, we've seen enough. He's the next Steph Curry. What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
We can't have him down here trudging around with these jamokes. We gotta get him ready for the season.
Yeah, man. Cocaine Curry. That's right, Stone. Kevin Durant, apparently, this is according to Chris Baldwin from Paper City, underwent thumb surgery this offseason on his left thumb, not his shooting hand. Obviously not enough to deter the Rockets from trading for him, but just worth noting, he did undergo a left thumb procedure. How about this, Seth? Garrett Wilson, New York Jets, 4 years, $130 million, $90 million guaranteed. The Nico Collins contract continues to age like a fine wine. It is...
I think the amount of guaranteed money is just continuing to rise as a percentage of the contract. And it's probably a good thing in terms of just fans. I know most fans don't care too much about the nitty-gritty of the numbers and everything, but the more guaranteed money there is, the more chance that teams are going to be able to retain their own guys and there's less drama.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that it's less drama, which means that more stability for people who like their favorite players.
Garrett Wilson, 4 years, 130. So Garrett Wilson, not really, you know, he's not had great quarterback play his 3 years in New York, and still manages to eclipse the $30 million mark in his second contract, I should say.
He's a little bit in the Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins boat. What would that guy be? What would he have done if he'd had an awesome quarterback the whole time he's there? And, you know, obviously when Matt Schaub was working well in the offense, things were going all right in terms of production. But Garrett Wilson has had the experience that DeAndre did when he had to play with seven different quarterbacks over the course of 3 years.
Yeah. Like the
it was obvious that DeAndre was still a really good receiver. It's just, all right, come on, what are we working with here?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers last year was by far the most stable situation he's had, and Aaron Rodgers was not great, and they went 5-12. That's the best it's been for Garrett Wilson in New York. So he gets that deal, $31 million a year. Again, Nico Collins, I think just going in on his three-year extension starts this year. At $24 million a year. I mean, that was a great contract by Caserio.
And I think when Sauce Gardner gets his deal, I know a lot of people looked at Derek Stingley's contract and thought, oh dear, oh me, oh my, that's a lot. I think Nick's got a pretty good feel for getting in early. And yes, even if with Derek Stingley, though, people side-eyed Jalen Petrie's contract too in an unfair way because they were pigeonholing him into being a slot corner, which it's different than that. But, I think within a year or two, it ends up looking just like a pretty good bargain.
Yeah.
So I feel comfortable with all that.
We'll talk about Nick a little later on in the show. This guarantee to Jaden Higgins is still mushrooming into a big topic. Nick Caserio guaranteed Jaden Higgins top of the second round, guaranteed his full contract. That had never happened before. In the NFL, a second rounder getting his full contract guaranteed. And now there's gridlock with all the second round picks other than the top two guys taken in that round.
And including Ariante Ursary, the second round pick remaining unsigned. That's where if Caserio goes ahead, because it's one thing when you guarantee the second overall pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Where you're so close to all the first rounders get their pick guaranteed, get their contract guaranteed.
And last year's second rounder had 92% of his contract guaranteed. The 34th overall pick last year had 92%, so they were almost there anyways.
So right now it's a headache for everybody, but if all of a sudden Nick, a couple days before camp, says, we'll guarantee Ariante Ursary the 48th pick overall. Higgins is a 34th pick overall. So everybody between 34 and 48. Nick would, we got to go look at the draft the draft and see how many opponents the Texans have in the first few weeks, 48. Especially.
yeah,
where those second rounders on some of those teams might be playing an integral role that some of those guys might have gotten to camp late and everything, all because Nick Caserio threw a wrench into your plans.
I'll have that open when we talk about it. Well, that's a good angle. We'll take a look at it. Let's read some of these texts. We're talking about Alex Bregman in the previous segment, just how maniacal a preparer he is and how he's a second manager on the bench, and Seth told a story about how prepared, over-prepared maybe Bregman was for the Houston Sports Awards to MC it. Hearing that Bregman anecdote from Seth makes me really curious what it was like on the set of those HEB commercials, because you know the other guys weren't that prepared. Dude, Kyle Tucker and Jose Altuve, no chance they were prepared at all for those HEB commercials.
Yeah, I bet Bregman probably went off and took an acting seminar or something and then had everything memorized. I'm telling you, everybody, if you didn't hear it, I was at the Houston Sports Award. I did a couple little appearances that lasted like 35 seconds or so apiece. Bregman's emceeing the whole thing for this three-hour event.
Yeah.
And as far as I could tell, he had the entire rundown memorized almost verbatim. Yeah. It was really, really impressive.
Yep. We've had people weighing in on your idea to do a mobile dog euthanizer. When it's time to put the dog down, not just walking around killing
dogs. Yeah, so somebody
can
come and your pet can be in their own comfortable environment when they go to meet their maker.
Yeah, apparently that idea has been taken already.
They stole it already?
Already, yeah. Someone said that.
Everything moves so fast these days.
Someone said that on the text page. They're like, too late, guys. Someone just stole your idea. I would love to think that just popped up in the last 5 minutes.
It would be awesome. Well, it was already on the big Google Doc of business ideas.
Yeah.
I call it the beautiful Google Doc of business
the
ideas.
Big, beautiful
and the, it's the big, beautiful Google Doc of business ideas. And so it was already on there. I don't even remember coming up with that idea.
Okay.
So maybe whenever we talked about it the first time,
yeah.
that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what did the person say about him?
There's a service that does that already.
Yeah, but the difference is we offer street drugs to make it more enjoyable.
We'll
give them ecstasy and LSD.
Okay.
To just really give them a kind of a mystical experience.
I like that we're differentiating ourselves already. That's a good job. Hell of a marketing job by you, Seth. Someone also says that as long as Seth has his smartphone guiding him, I trust him to put my dog down. Sort of, maybe.
A YouTube tutorial.
Sort of, maybe, it says. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
We could put a supernatural bent to it. Remember, Heaven's Gate, their whole thing was that they were going to... They were planning on riding on a spaceship that was either on or trailing the Hale-Bopp comet.
Okay.
So if we could just somehow convince a bunch of people that we're going to send your pets off to ride on a spaceship that's following a comet.
Yeah.
Then that, yeah.
Big
yeah.
differentiator. Yep. All right. Payne and Pendergast.
In a country of 300 million, I could convince at least 100 pet owners a month that's what's going to happen.
For sure. It's a lot. A lot of prospects out there, man. All right, C.J. Stroud finished outside of the top 10 quarterbacks on the ESPN annual poll of executives, coaches, and scouts. There is one particular ESPN personality that is, I think, on the side of Houston in this one, is standing on the table for C.J. Stroud. Got a nice long segment coming up here. We'll talk some football coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.